Cuba and much more. Today is Friday, September 1st, 2023. Removing Cuba from the list of countries sponsors of terrorism is one of the priorities that the Solidarity Network in the United States is currently focusing on, activist Kaya Walsh affirmed. Walsh, co-chair of the National Network on Cuba, told Prensa Latina that this measure exacerbates the devastating effects of the economic blockade against Cuba. Former President Donald Trump ordered the unjust and illegal inclusion of Cuba in this unilateral list a few days before ending his term in January 2021, and he did it to punish and stifle the Cuban people, she said. She stressed that Cuba is not a state sponsor of terrorism and that Cuba has been a victim of the United States. That is why, she said, they are pushing to remove Cuba from the list, and recalled that a campaign is underway to collect more than 1 million signatures from people worldwide who oppose the blockade. Some 7,000 students will attend university centers in Santo Espíritus in the 2023-2024 academic year, which will begin on September 4. Edelvis Bravo, rector of the University of Santo Espíritus José Martí, informed. In a meeting with the press, he specified that the course is facing better conditions in terms of teaching infrastructure for the development into three modalities of studies, regular daytime, meeting, and distance. He announced that within the framework of the celebration of the 40th anniversary of the founding of this center, a classroom specialized in renewable energy and a university welfare center will be inaugurated. One of the specific advances of the center, he said, is to have all the full-time professors with the support of professionals categorized as university professors in the different careers. On September 22, 1983, the first higher education center with its own institutional personality was founded in this city, which gave way to the University of Santo Espíritus José Martí Pérez. The Havana-based Cinematheque of Cuba will pay tribute to Cuban filmmaker Daniel Díaz-Torres with the exhibition of a cycle of his films, including Wild Dogs and Anna's film, according to the CubArte website. Díaz-Torres, who was also a film critic and professor, forged a renowned work in the seventh art in Cuba, and the tribute is being held because of his 10th death anniversary. In the promotional note, Cuban film specialist Daimar Valdez emphasizes that in each of the titles of the cycle, there is the seal of a filmmaker trained in documentaries with a social outlook, a critical analysis of his context, and the witty tone of humor that has always distinguished him. The existence of favorable conditions to begin the winter season in various vegetable crops was highlighted in Pinar del Río province as a benefit from tropical storm Idalia in western Cuba. In this regard, Minister of Agriculture Idael Pérez noted the implementation of preventive measures to protect the tobacco infrastructure in this province, Cuba's top producer of this exportable item. According to Perez, the meteorological event which made landfall last Monday night when it crossed Cabo de San Antonio as a tropical storm did not damage the raw materials demanded by the cigar industry. The Minister of Agriculture called on Pinar del Río tobacco growers and companies to work hard in the preparation of soils for the coming winter season, the collection of wood to build the remaining tobacco houses, and the planting of some 13,000 hectares of the crop as planned for this stage. And this is all for today. We'll be back tomorrow with more news on the Caribbean that unites us.